management.
Good morning and welcome to Vantage Point, the broadcast ministry of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist. This is Pastor Reggie Lawrence, pastor of St. Mark's, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of Vantage Point. We're studying in the Epistle of James, the letter which James wrote to the church at large. It is one of the more practical books of the Bible. It is a very practical book, a book that gives us a lot of how-to information. And today we're looking at James chapter 1, beginning at verse 19. And I've isolated from this particular passage three vital skills of the mature Christian. I find that the theme of this letter is Christian maturity. All through this letter, James is instructing us, guiding us, and leading us in how to be more mature as Christians. And here in the verses beginning at 19, we find three vital skills of the mature Christian, especially when the Christian is going through a storm. But let me say this at this point, that this idea of going through a storm is really a metaphor for life itself. We are always going through a storm. I've said many times that we are either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or about to go into a storm. Life itself has challenges. Life itself has difficulties. And so rather than to focus on the fact that there is a storm, we could focus on the fact that life is challenging. And these three vital skills are vital, especially when we're confronting life itself. The first one, well, let's read the verses first, beginning at verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Well, those three skills jump right out at you, don't they? The first one is be swift to hear. That means be a good listener. Be always willing to take in information. Let's expand that idea to say to be a good observer. We should be always in a position of observing. As we go through our daily experiences in life, we should observe, we should listen, we should see, we should use our senses to take in information. Use the senses which allow you to take in the information that is being presented around you. Frequently, when we have problems, the solution to a problem is in the problem. Let me say that again. The solution to a problem is often in the problem. Now, let me clarify that to say it is not the problem itself, but it is in the solution is in the circumstance where you encounter the problem. To illustrate that, we can think about the story of Jesus walking on the water. Jesus was walking on the water in the midst of a storm. The storm was a frightening storm, and the fact that Jesus walked on the water was likewise frightening. Jesus had bid Peter to come out of the boat and walk on the water with him. As Peter began to walk on the water with him, he watched Jesus for a period of time and then put his attention back on the storm, the wind and the waves, the tossing of the sea about his feet. But that was not That was the problem. That was not the solution to his problem. The solution to his problem, what he needed to do, was focus on Jesus, who was in the storm, even though he was not the storm. He was there in the midst of the storm. There in the midst of our problems is the solution to our problems. It is, we must begin to look at the problem in a different way. Begin to look at the problem, begin to see the solution that is there in the circumstance where we have defined a problem or where we have encountered trouble. In combat situations, this is called reconnaissance. Every combat unit does reconnaissance. They look at the circumstances around them. They look at the territory which they're trying to operate. And this reconnaissance leads to what is called intelligence, a knowledge about that circumstance. In science, it's called research. Scientists today are in their laboratories or going through data of various sorts and compiling information to better understand diseases, to better understand the operations of nature, to better understand how things work through what we call research. It is really being swift to hear. It is being observant. It is taking in information. In criminology, it's called investigation. Detectives, when they encounter a crime, they begin to investigate. They begin to question and to look and to see and to gather information from the evidence that's around them, the evidence of something bad or something illegal having happened. They investigate. They are swift to hear. Another way of saying it is stop, look, and listen. Well, James here tells us that we should be swift to hear. Then he says we should be slow to speak. My mother used to say that an empty barrel makes the most noise. Speaking is the opposite of listening. You learn more by listening than by speaking. Speaking is putting out information, putting out sounds, putting out data. Listening is taking in data, taking in information, taking in sounds. The trouble is a time to learn and to grow if we would be more willing to listen than to speak. You know, it's hard to talk to somebody who's speaking. It's hard to even have a conversation with someone who is always, even while you're speaking, thinking about what they're going to say. So we should be swift to hear, but slow to speak. There will be a time to speak. There is a time to share information. There is a time to give information. There is a time to speak, but we should be swift to hear, but slow to speak. And then the third one is slow to wrath. Wrath or anger is an emotional reaction. We should be slow to have a hostile emotional reaction to trouble or to any circumstance. Usually we would consider it trouble, but that's why we're reacting negatively. We should be slow to have a hostile emotional reaction to trouble. Emotions are given to us to move us into action. That's what emotion means. It moves us to action, like the first push on a swing. When a child gets into the swing, they sit there and inertia will keep them sitting right there until somebody gets behind that swing and pulls it back and gives them a good shove. Emotions give us a shove in various circumstances. But emotion, anger, is not supposed to last long. Emotions do their work, and then they dissipate. That's why it's not a good idea to try to build lasting institutions, lasting relationships simply on the basis of emotion, because emotions are like steam. It's here and it's powerful while it's here, but it won't be long before it's gone. Emotions change, emotions shift, emotions drift away. And so we shouldn't be doing serious business on the basis of emotions. Emotions are to move us into action and then dissipate. And he says, be slow to wrath. We should be slow to take an angry or negative emotional response to the situations that we find ourselves in. In another place, Scripture says, be angry and sin not. And then it says, let not the sun go down on your anger. That means don't stay mad all day and all night and all carry it over into the next day. You got to deal with that anger. Finally, he gives us a principle. The wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. That's true. But let's analyze this phrase from the reverse. And that would be, if you want to produce the righteousness of God, do nothing in anger. Don't get angry and then think you're going to do God's work. No. The wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. We'd be far better advised to wait on God, to allow God to work, to trust him even in difficult and hard situations. This is what the mature Christian must learn to do, must practice doing. Not operating on the basis of anger or not operating on the basis of emotion. Recognizing that emotion has its place, but it's not the be-all and end-all. I get disturbed by sometimes we have our worship service turn into only services of emotion. There's very little teaching that goes on, very little understanding, very little discussion. We go in for an emotional fix, and the emotion dissipates, and then the power that could be generated when we come together for worship is lost because it was all emotion. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Then finally, know that the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Oh, merciful Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather around the light of your word. Your word indeed is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Heavenly Father, we are comforted by your word. We are guided by it. It is a solid and sure foundation, and we thank you for your word. We thank you above all for the living word, even our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have salvation and through whom we have relationship with you. Merciful Father, we ask that you would enlarge yourself in our lives this day, even as we are locked in perhaps by this snowstorm. May it be a time of drawing closer to you and closer to one another. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And it's in his name that we pray, thanking you as we ask you in his name. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Reggie Lawrence, pastor of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church, Bent Low and Landvale, for Vantage Point. And until we get together again, I'm saying keep looking up.
music, less talk. Spirit 1400.